السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ماشاء اللہ بارک اللہ اکرمکم اللہ. میں نے چلا دیا. جزاکم اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلل فلا هادی له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادع الى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي احسن ان ربك هو اعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو اعلم بالمهتدين. وقال تعالى يا ايها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. وقال تعالى وكلا نقص عليك من انباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين. وعن العرباض بن سارية رضي الله عنه قال وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون فقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة مودع فأوصنا. قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة وإن أمر عليكم عبد حبشي وإنه من يعيش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. وسئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نجاة؟ قال أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب احمر وجهه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش يقول صبحكم ومساكم. وجاء رجل فقال يا رسول الله عظني. قال لا تغضب. فردد مرارا فقال لا تغضب لا تغضب. وجاء رجل فقال يا رسول الله عظني وأوجز. قال صلي صلاة مودع. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر يقول إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح. وعن سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام قد كثرت علي فأخبرني بشيء أتشبث به. قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال تركت فيكم واعظين الصامت والناطق فالصامت الموت والناطق القرآن. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ما قال ربنا وخالقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. درود شریف پڑھیں بھائی سب پڑھیں. اس آیت میں حکم ہے صلوا سلموا حکم ہے. سب کا سب کے ہونٹ فوراً ہلنے چاہیے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم انک حمید مجید. ہادی عالم خیر مجسم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہادی عالم خیر مجسم, پڑھیے, صلی اللہ, رہبر عقبہ رہبر عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان کے قدم کی دھول جو پالے خوف کہاں پھر اس کو ستائے, ان کے قدم کی دھول جو پالے خوف کہاں پھر اس کو ستائے, ذکر سے ان کے مٹتے ہیں سب غم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جن کی حدیثیں نور کا منبع, جن کی نظر میں طور کا جلوہ, جن کی حدیثیں نور کا منبع, جن کی نظر میں طور کا جلوہ, صبح حق کا رشتہ محکم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. گو کے جلال عالم میں سبھی ہیں, آقا و مولا اپنے وہی ہیں. گو کے جلال عالم میں سبھی ہیں, آقا و مولا اپنے وہی ہیں. ان سے ہے جان کو نسبت دائم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ کرے ہمیں نسبت دائم حاصل ہو جائے, کنیکشن حاصل ہو جائے. ہر امتی کا اپنے نبی کے ساتھ ایک تار جڑا ہوا ہے. یہ تار اگر مضبوط ہوتا ہے تو پھر برابر کنیکشن قائم رہتا ہے, فیض حاصل ہوتا رہتا ہے. یہ تار کمزور پڑ جائے, ٹو فیز تھری فیز مضبوط تار ہونا چاہیے, اگر یہ کمزور پڑ جائے تو گڑبڑ ہو جاتی ہے. اللہ ہمارا کنیکشن ہمارے نبی کے ساتھ مضبوط کر دے. دس کانفرنس از ٹو میک دس کنیکشن اسٹرانگ, دس بانڈ, دس لو, دس اٹیچمنٹ, اسٹرینتھن اٹ ود آور بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ, فار دا پاسٹ تھری ڈیز وی ہیو بین ہیئرنگ سم ویری نائس بیوٹیفل لیکچرز, ورائٹی آف ٹاپکس. جی, دعوت میں جاتے ہیں تو قسمہ قسم کے کھانے ہوتے ہیں, بریانی بھی, زردہ بھی, پلاؤ بھی, اور ہمارے یونس بھائی پانڈوڑ کے یہاں ماشاء اللہ مسلم بکرا بھی, اور پتہ نہیں کیا کیا لذیذ نعمتیں. تو یہ ود ان دیز تھری ڈیز یہ دعوت تھا, دسترخوان تھا. اس دسترخوان پر دیر آر پلینٹی آف نعمت. مولانا ابراہیم مدنی صاحب ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ہاؤ ٹو پروو دا پروفیٹ ہڈ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. شیخ احمد علی صاحب ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دی بیوٹیفل کیریکٹرسٹکس اینڈ اخلاق اینڈ مینرزمز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مولانا ارقم صاحب, آئی واز یسٹرڈے ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دا فرسٹ مدرسہ دارالعلوم ٹو بی اسٹیبلشڈ ان اسلام واز ان دا ہاؤس آف دا گریٹ صحابی الارقم ابن ابی الارقم. His house, his haveli was named Darul Arqam. That was the first Darul Ulum. And you have Mawlana Arqam sahab over here, mashallah, named upon the sahabi Al-Arqam ibn Abil Arqam, one of the senior and sabiqin awwaleen sahaba. And he offered his house that, Ya Rasulullah, come to my house. You can, it's a big house, big haveli, is surrounded by walls. And alhamdulillah, you will be secure in here. Anybody who embraces Islam can come to my house, sit in my house, you can teach them. And he used to teach them in the house of Al-Arqam ibn Abil Arqam radiallahu anhu. Mawlana sahab has been delivering, mashallah, very beautiful lectures. So you've been enjoying these very tasty dishes for the past 3 days. Now the dastarkhan is about to be rolled up now. Everybody's going to go home. We're going to miss this environment. And Mufti Ismail sahab has announced next year's conference as well. Bhai, aindha saal to kaun mara kaun jiya kya pata? Ab dastarkhan aindha saal hoga, usme kya kya khane honge, uska bhi announcement ho gaya hai inshaAllah. Allah paak hame uske liye bhi taiyari karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. May Allah reward all those who organized this beautiful conference. May Allah be pleased with us. May Allah give us maximum benefit from whatever we discussed during the 3 days. Respected elders, brothers, friends, ladies, Mufti Ismail sahab says, mothers and sisters. My friend said, Mufti sahab, why do you say ladies? Why don't you say sisters? میں نے کہا بھائی لیڈیز میں ذرا ریسپیکٹ زیادہ لگتا ہے, اس لیے میں تو لیڈیز بولتا ہوں. لیکن اب یہ مدر سسٹرز بولتے ہیں تو میں بھی یہی بولتا ہوں. وہاں پر ہماری مائیں بہنیں بیٹھی ہیں, ماشاء اللہ میں نے سنا کہ بہت شوق سے آتی ہیں. بعض مائیں بہنیں صبح 9 بجے سے آ جاتی ہیں علم ورک شاپ میں اور رات کو عشاء بعد گھر جاتی ہیں, اتنی شوقین ہیں. ماشاء اللہ تم سے زیادہ ان کو شوق ہے. اللہ پاک ان کے اس جذبے کو مبارک کرے. میں نے تو اپنے آئی سیڈ ٹو مائی فرینڈز, It is due to the barakat of these pious ladies, mothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also inspires the speakers to say something which is beneficial for all. Because we are nothing. We can't say a single word and sit over here and speak unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires us. And Allah inspires us according to your zeal and your tawajjuh and your attention. The more tawajjuh and attention you have, Allah will help us to speak and say something which is beneficial for all of you. So it is your barakat. Allah Pak gives us the tawfiq to say something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and benefit you through this zeal and give us all the correct understanding of our deen and keep us steadfast on our deen. Give us the true love of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, brothers, friends, ladies, my topic today is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the preacher. As you know, the theme of this conference is who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And maybe this is because some time ago there was a Twitter storm, who is Muhammad? And everybody was chipping in, putting their bits in there. So, mashallah, Allah inspired Mufti Ismail Sahib and the organizers to keep this theme of who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't do justice to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't praise him as he should be praised. An Arabic poet praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of poetry. And I heard somewhere that he wrote 40,000 ash'ar. How many ash'ar? How many couplets? 40,000. And at the end, he wrote a sha'r, the meaning of which is translated in Urdu. Varak tamam hua, qissa baqi hai, safina chahiye is bahre bekara ke liye. The page has finished, but the story is left. And we need a huge ship to sail through this ocean of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can't describe and praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he is worthy of praise. Sheikh Sa'di rahmatullahi alayhi praised him, and at the end he said, La yumkinu sanau kama kana haqquhu ba'd az khuda tuy buzrug qissa mukhtasar. I can't praise you as you deserve to be praised. All I can say is, after Allah, it's you and your buzrugi and your honor. There is none who can go above you. You are the best of creation. No Jibreel, no Mikael, no angel, no human being, no creation can come close to you. You are the best, you are the most beloved, and you are the best personality among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah himself describes him in the Quran in many ayat and verses and surahs and chapters. Some surahs are exclusively in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the shortest surah of the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. The whole surah is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. The surah is for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. And then أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. The whole surah is in sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna fatahna laka fathan mubeena liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar wa yutimma ni'matahu 'alayka wa yahdiyaka siratan mustaqima wa yansuraka Allahu nasran 'aziza. The whole of Surah Fath is in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This whole of Surah Hujurat, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi wattaqullah innallaha samii'un 'aliim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswaatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Whole surah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go ayat upon ayat. In Suratul Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the prophets. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, all the rukus. And their ayat, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ And وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ Isa alayhi salam, all these prophets. And at the end, Allah mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how does he describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ As for you, my beloved, we have not sent you but as a mercy for the whole universe. Mercy not just for mankind, human beings, mercy for the universe. Though Allah never gave this title to anyone, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Suratul A'raf, Allah tells us who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off Suratul A'raf, the long surah of nearly 1.5 juz, 1.25 juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surah with Alif Lam Mim Sad, Kitabun Unzil Ilayka Fala Yakun Fi Sadrika Harajun Minhu Litunzira Bihi Wa Dhikra Lil Mu'mineen. The haqqaniyat and truthfulness of Quran. Allah then goes on to وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ Creation of Adam alayhi salam. Then Allah moves on from Mabda' to Ma'ad. Allah talks a little bit about Akhirat. In the next two rukus, after two rukus, Allah talks about Akhirat. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ Allah mentions He has the power to bring the whole creation back to life and take their hisab kitab because إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ When He can create the heavens and the earth, can He not bring back a 6-foot human being to life from his grave? Of course He can, He has the power to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these dalail and then Allah goes on to the subject of risalat from وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Allah mentions Nuh alayhi salam story, then Hud alayhi salam story, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا صَالِحَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ story, وَإِلَىٰ وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ لُوطٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ and then ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam and Musa alayhi as-salam's tazkira and mention prolongs for many rukus and when Musa alayhi as-salam's mention his story is coming to a close, Allah mentions an incident wherein Musa alayhi as-salam asked Allah for special rahmah and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, wait a minute. Allah said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My rahmah and mercy encompasses everything. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ I will fix my mercy for those who will have taqwa in them. And who will be giving zakat properly. And who will be believing in my verses. Who are they? Allah is saying, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ The whole ayat describing Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ My beloved, make this announcement. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ Allah mentions Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a beautiful manner. And many places Allah talks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ Allah never said, I have done you this favor and I have done you this favor. Never. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it is my great favor upon you that that I sent my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam among you and I made you his ummatis. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has been very favorable to the mu'mineen and the believers that He sent among them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who recites to them the verses, who cleanses and purifies their hearts, who teaches them the book of Allah and who teaches them wisdom. And before this book and before this prophet, they were in clear mistake and errors. Allah corrected all those errors and guided humanity towards the truth. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected elders, brothers, alhamdulillah, we have learnt a lot in the last few days. But as I mentioned in the beginning, no matter what you say, it's not enough. We can't do justice with our napak and gandhi zaban to the pak beloved zat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, to continue this, I want to make one request. Each and every single one of you, young and old, male and female, buy some nice books of Sirat and read those books. If you can buy online, read on your iPad, iPod, whatever, then read it on there. The best Sirah book is Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandalvi Rahmatullah Ali's Kitab Siratul Mustafa. It's comprehensive and he has written it very nicely, beautifully. He has covered everything. It's in 3 volumes in Urdu. And I believe it's been translated in English in South Africa. You can take it from there. Rahmatul lil alameen of Qazi Sulaiman Salman Mansur Puri. Ar-Rahiqul Makhtoom, the sealed nectar, widely available. Some other new books have come as well. You can buy those. But sometimes when Orientalists write about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they write very nicely, but they write about him as though he is a good person. So their point of view is that he was a good man. They don't take him as a Rasul of Allah, as a messenger of Allah, because they don't believe in him as messenger. So they are right that he is a good man. But we as Muslims believe that he is a Rasul of Allah as well, with the fact that he is a good person. So when you read their books, you have to be a bit cautious, because sometimes, somewhere you don't know where, wo dandi mar jate hain, chakmak de dete hain. They'll write very nice 2-3 pages and at the end 2-3 lines or saaf pani phir jata hai. So isliye, we have to be careful with regards to non-Muslim writers. Read some nice seerah kitabs of Muslim writers. And if you read something from non-Muslims or new Muslims, read it. It might be good, but be careful. And you know, use your brains. If he's slipping somewhere, you mustn't slip. One such book is beautifully written by Muhammad Rasulullah by Martin Lings. He's written a very nice book. I've got it, I've read it, but in some places he just slips. So you have to be careful. If someone can indicate those places, I made some notes in my book, and as I was reading it, some mistakes. I don't want to go through now. I just want to stick to my topic. I'm going a bit over the top at the moment, moving on to elsewhere. I just want to make this request to you, that inshallah you will buy some nice book of Sirat and read it. Will you inshallah?
Inshallah.
Make a habit of reading. Reading is very important. Reading is very good. We have to read. The first verse of Quran tells us to read. The first wahi is Iqra. And Iqra means read. And in this day and age we are not reading. We are always games, computer, mobile. We were in Dawat at one place, and everybody is eating, and the 2 kids over there are busy in their mobile games. So I put my hand on the mobile, and I said, what happened? I said, you give me your mobile. So I took it off them. I said, what are you playing? And then he was shy, he showed me the game. I said, why are you wasting your time? There was a kid, I played with him a little bit, talked to him, explained to him, that you shouldn't waste all your time in games. You should read as well, study as well, read the Quran. When it's time to read, sit down to read. 10-15 minutes relaxing, okay. But otherwise, don't sit on the mobile and games all the time, 24/7. This is no good. Respected elders, brothers, I have to talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a preacher. Yesterday we talked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a teacher. Now, teaching and preaching are two totally different کیا کہتے ہیں, کیا کہیں گے, aspects. Normally when we see a teacher can't be a preacher, because for teaching you need to study hard, you have to focus, you have to summarize the whole lesson and put it in front of the student, and you have a curriculum to follow, you have a set syllabus, you have to complete that syllabus within a fixed amount of time. You can't go over it, so you have to complete the syllabus. So you have to be short, use short words, short sentences, and go through it, quickly, and teach everything, the whole syllabus. This is why a teacher can't be a preacher. Our Hazrat Sheikh Yunus Sahib Damat Barakatuh Maddafiyuzum has been teaching Sahih Bukhari for the last nearly 50 years. When we say, Hazrat, ہمارے یہاں تشریف لائیے کچھ بیان ویان, مجھے بیان کرنا نہیں آتا ہے. I can't give بیانز, I can't deliver talks, that's not my line. I've been teaching all my life, how can I preach and go and do waaz and bayans? Because in his lessons, when you come to his study by him, in the beginning, the Dora students, the final year students, keep scratching their heads. It takes them 2-3 months to get in line with Rasul, with Hazrat Sheikh Yunus Sahib. Then they start understanding what he's trying to say. I was in Hajj with Sheikh Yunus Sahib some time ago. And we were, at that time, Sheikh used to walk as well. And he used to do tawaf, when walking stick on the one hand, and he would be resting on me on the other hand. So Sheikh was holding on to my shoulder, and we were doing tawaf, and there was less rush. We were close to Hatim. So I was going a bit further, and Sheikh pushed me towards Hatim. And he said, اصول یہ ہے کہ کسی دائرے میں مرکزی نقطہ سے جس قدر قرب ہوتا ہے اسی قدر شوط قصیر ہوتا ہے. I started scratching my head. What is Hazrat saying? Now he is talking in that language of teaching. So I had to think carefully. He was trying to say, when there is a circle, then the rule is that the closer you are to the center point, the shorter will be the round. So if we go further, then the round will become longer. So stay closer so we can do tawaf quickly. Then I understood, oh, this is what he's trying to say. This is teaching. They use short words and they try to cover things quickly. So a teacher cannot be a preacher. And a preacher cannot be a teacher. Because once you sit on this kursi, then many times people do parampar, phokam phok. Such stories and kahanis for which there is no leg to stand on. Really, believe me, some people sit on the minbar, on this kursi, and they bring up stories which we've never heard. They are wrong. They should not be brought in front of people. But in order to impress people, and in order to make them cry or create some effects, that's not right. So, that should not be the case. The preachers should be very careful in their speaking and in their preaching. May Allah give us tawfiq to stay steadfast on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And only say what is correct, what is right, and behave properly, and avoid what is not true, what is false, what is wrong. So in preaching, you have to look at the crowd, you have to please everyone, you have to bring some stories, you have to, please the people, make them cry, smile, laugh, and this is an art itself. So we understand from here that teaching and preaching are both two different aspects, different ways. For a teacher, it's hard to become a preacher, a wise, and for a preacher, it's hard to become a teacher. Both cannot be combined. It's very hard. Some people do it. They are marvelous people. They are genius people. May Allah give them the ability to do both things, teach as well, and give waaz and bayan as well. When we analyze, how should a preacher be? What do you call a good wise, a good preacher? Well, we understand first of all that a wise has to know the audience. Whom am I addressing? Who am I talking to? What type of people are listening to me? And he has to talk according to the audience. So you can't mix up the subjects. Someone is standing in a janazah, He's told to talk about, you know, people are coming, waiting, give a little bit of speech. And he starts talking about marriage and wedding. So people say, yeh bewakoof aadmi hai. But this majma is here for janazah, and why is he talking about shadi biya? So you have to know what the halat are, what you need to talk about. Number two, the preacher has to be eloquent. Fasahat, balaghat. He has to use the right words. He shouldn't use the wrong words. Sometimes one single wrong word, one sentence, wrong sentence can pour water over the whole bayan which he had done. So you have to be eloquent, choose the right words. Number three, the preacher needs to have a good voice. And, you know, Maulana Tariq Jameel Sahib, everybody loves his talk. Why? He's got a very nice voice. He's good looking and he's got nice voice as well. So, when you have a nice voice, then people listen attentively. They pay attention. Maulana Arqam Sahib's got a beautiful voice. MashaAllah, very nice namaz maghrib. May Allah bless him in his voice. May Allah give us tawfiq to benefit from him, inshallah. So, the voice also has an effect. Also, number four, the preacher should have a good memory. And he should bring things which are right from his memory, follow what he has prepared, and preach and give nasihat and bayan according to what he has said, and follow that line and path. Don't go off track. Whatever subject you are given, stick to the subject and talk about it. Don't go off track here and there and talk about other things. Also, number five, the preacher should not mumble and jumble the words or stay silent. Where he needs to talk clearly, he should talk clearly. Where he needs to get a bit angry, he should get angry as well. Raise his voice, raise the voice. Lower the voice, then lower the voice. This is an art within itself. Also, number six, the preacher and the wa'iz should not be scared of anyone. The wa'iz should always speak the haq and the truth. People like it or don't like it, love me or hate me, I'm going to tell the truth. And he should not be scared of the jeers and the comments which he will get and attract, and the criticism which he gets. Then the preacher will be fearless, and he will be fearsome to others. People will say that, mashallah, this speaker, this Maulana Sahib speaks the truth, he speaks the right manner. These are some of the adab of giving bayan and waaz. Now, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these six adab and manners. First, we talk about knowing the audience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his audience. Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. And he used to talk accordingly. Whenever he is giving a speech, he knows who he is addressing. Example, during the battle of Hunayn, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received some comments from Ansar. Because the battle took place, Ansar were called, and they fought fearlessly, and Sahaba won the battle. There was lots of booty, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam distributed the war booty, but he gave preference to Quraysh and many of the new Muslims, and he gave Safwan ibn Umayyah 100 camels, and he gave so and so 100 camels, he gave so and so 100 camels, he gave so and so many goats to so and so, and he gave so much dinar and dirham to so and so. But with regards to Ansar, he did not give them much. So some of the youngsters among the Ansar said, إِذَا كَانَ الْقِتَالُ فَنَحْنُ نُدْعَى وَإِذَا كَانَ الْغَنَائِمُ يُدْعَى غَيْرُنَا. When it's time for battle, then we are called, but when it's time to distribute the wealth, then others are invited. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told someone to gather the Ansar in one tent. So they were called, they were gathered in one area. And he asked, is there anyone else over here besides Ansar from other tribes, other qawms, Quraysh, Ghatfan, Tay, Asad, other new Muslims, other people? And they said, no, Ya Rasulullah, it's only Ansar over here. When he was confident that there's only Ansar and the gathering is from Ansar of Medina, then he asked, what are these comments which I am hearing? And the leaders who are at the front, they were shy, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, as for the wise among us, they never said anything, but for the youth and the youngster, they did make such remarks, please forgive us. And we beg you for your forgiveness, pardon us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then addressed them very nicely, beautifully. He said, I know you have many favors over us. And if you were to recount those favors, I wouldn't deny them. There was a time when the whole world was rejecting me and you were the people who invited me. You took me on board, you supported me, you assisted me, you assisted those who migrated to your city. You have so many ihsan over me and my companions. You opened your homes and your doors for us. You spent your wealth upon us. These are your ihsan. I appreciate everything. I accept everything. And they said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Allahu wa Rasuluhu amannu. Allahu wa Rasuluhu amannu. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went on to say, I give these ghanaim to other people because they are new Muslims. They are reverts, converts. So I want to attract them. I want to make them set firm on Islam. And this will strengthen their iman, resolve. They will love Islam and they will become strong. That is why I am giving these new Muslim leaders. Otherwise you, I know, I am confident about your iman. Even if I don't give you, I know nothing is going to happen to your iman. So I am confident about you. That's why I am not giving you. And then he said a beautiful sentence. He said, O Ansar, would you not be happy for people to go to their homes with camels and goats and sheep, and you to go to your home with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, we are happy. And he said, remember, O Ansar, from this day onwards, Al-Mahya Mahyakum wal-Mamatu Mamatukum. My life will be spent among you, and my death will come among you. And remember, I love you so much that if it was not for the reward of hijrat, I would have declared myself as an Ansari. But because I am a muhajir, migrant, I will remain a muhajir. Otherwise, I would have said, I am also Ansari, and Nusrat of Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he went on to say, if people were to go in one wadi and valley, and Ansar were to go in another valley, I would follow the valley which Ansar were going. And if people were to climb a mountain and go through one pathway, and Ansar would go through the other pathway, I would go through that pathway which Ansar is going. I will follow you, I will remain with you, I will die with you in Medina Munawwara, I will be buried with you in Medina Munawwara. Ansar were happy. And all those rumors and comments and everything disappeared, and they went out of the tent extremely happy. We see the eloquence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing the occasion, knowing what to say, how to use the right words. He was the greatest preacher the world could have seen. So his knowing of the audience, being eloquent, as you know, he was the most eloquent person. Zamana had seen, time had seen people like Sahban ibn Wa'il, Qudama ibn Maz'un, and others. Sahban ibn Wa'il was such a speaker that if he was to speak at night, then the whole congregation would be seated in its place, pin drop silence, not a single person would stand up or move from his speech and from his talk. He was a very eloquent Arabic speaker. He used to use the right words and beautiful speaker. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come, even Sahban ibn Wa'il is forgotten. Even the other speakers of the past and the khutaba and khatibs and preachers and speakers, nobody knows them. Rasulullah is at the top. Nobody can come close to within miles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his fasahat and his balaghat and his wajazat and his eloquence. Having a good voice. Number 3, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a beautiful voice. He himself said in a hadith, ما بعث الله نبيا إلا حسن الوجه حسن الصوت وكان نبيكم أحسنهم وجها وأحسنهم صوتا. Allah did not send a prophet, but every prophet had a beautiful face and he had a beautiful voice. And your prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beautiful, has the most beautiful face among them and has the most beautiful voice among them. So he had beautiful voice. When he would be reciting the Quran, oh, the Sahaba would be moved. They would want him to recite more and more. And they would say, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you recite more longer surahs? And he would say, no, what I am reciting is sufficient and it's enough. We have to think about the sick and the elderly and the ones in needy among the congregation who want to leave. That's why he would recite beautifully, beautiful voice, little bit of uchnees, like I mentioned, suratun wa tayyu lisanin, that he would recite with speed and lehja and tune. His tune was beautiful. Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiyallahu anhu was once reciting وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. He was copying the tune of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people gathered around him and he saw everyone, hey, stop, you should go away from here. But he was copying the lehja and the tune of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he had a beautiful voice, he had a beautiful tune when reciting the Quran. The speaker needs to have a beautiful voice as well. Sorry, my voice is gone today. He has to have a good memory. Rasulullah's memory, amazing. Ye bhi tumhara fault hai, Canada wale kitna juice nikalte hain. Pura din bayan karwate hain, ticket bhi usool karte hain aur extra nikalwate hain. Maaf karna, main khos nahi raha hoon, aise hi zara dil lagi ke liye kehta hoon. Mere dil mein kuch nahi hai, main aise hi gammat ke liye bolta hoon, warna dil mein kuch nahi hai. Thodi tafreeh ho jaye, zara aap bhi fresh ho jaye iske liye. Moving on. The person should not mumble and jumble up the words, speak clearly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak very clearly. As I mentioned, where you need to raise your voice, raise it. Where you need to soften it, soften it. Sahabi says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب إحمر وجهه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش يقول صبحكم مساكم ويقول إني أنا النذير العريان. رواه مسلم. When رسول پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم would be delivering the sermon, speech, on Friday, on the pulpit, his face would turn red. His voice would be raised. His anger would intensify. And he would say to the people, Sabbahakum, Massakum. He would be like the army chief, kya bolte usko, who is preparing the soldiers, commander-in-chief, who's preparing the soldiers for the battle, and he's giving the speech, and he's getting them ready, he's uplifting the morals, and the boost, giving them a boost. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's condition would be like that commander-in-chief who's scared, the army is going to attack, we have to be prepared, we have to be ready, we have to do this and this, and now move on, and this is going to happen, this is how we are going to move forward, and this is what we are going to do. So Rasulullah's condition would be like that commander-in-chief who's preparing the army. And he would say, Sabbahakum, Massakum. Remember, get ready for your akhirat. Death could approach you in the morning. Death could approach you in the evening. What will happen if you're not ready yet and Malakul Maut comes and extracts your soul? So he would warn them, be ready for your life after death. He's warning the Sahaba. He said to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, O Abdullah, live in this world as though you are a traveler. In fact, a wayfarer. A traveler, I am a traveler over here for a few days. A wayfarer, someone waiting at the airport in transit a few hours for the next flight. So live in this world as though you are a musafir. No, not a musafir staying for a few days. A person in transit for a few hours. Live your life like that. And Ibn Umar said, when you wake up in the morning, don't wait for the evening. And when you go to sleep at night, don't wait for the morning. You could not make it till the morning or the evening. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get people ready that be concerned about your akhirat. Don't have a laid back attitude. Don't be lazy. Practice. Pray your namaz properly. Do your ibadat. Behave in a proper manner. Do your tawbah. Repent. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think when I get old, I will take tasbih in my hands and I will become a good person. You might not even become old. You might go before that. Young people die as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition would be like this: Sabbahakum, Massakum, Inni an-Nadhirul Uryan. Look at the speeches of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some ulama have written books about Mawa'izul Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All his khutbas and speeches are gathered in those books. Look at the speech of Hajjatul Wada'a. You must have read the final sermon. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the huge gathering of 100,000 sahaba in the Maidan of Arafat. How he spoke to them and the words he used, exactly the right words. He focused on two main things. One, he focused on the monetary dealings. He talked about interest. Don't take interest. Don't give interest. Avoid interest. Interest will destroy you. And all the interest of Jahiliyyah has been buried beneath my feet. From now on, nobody should take interest, nobody should give interest. You read the last khutbah of Hajjatul Wada, he talked about this. And my dear brothers, we need to take this lesson from here today. If you are dealing with interest, don't take it, don't pay it. People are taking interest because you are ready to pay it. Why do you need to purchase things which you can't afford? Only buy what you can afford. If you can't afford it, don't buy it on HP, on this and on that, on credit and with loan and with mortgage. Avoid it. Rasulullah said this in the last sermon. He also talked about the dima and a'raz. فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَعْرَازَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. Don't murder anyone. Don't kill anyone. Killing is not good. Civil wars, fighting among yourselves. لا ترجعوا بعد كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. He hated civil war. He warned us. Don't fight. Muslims should not fight with Muslims. This is no good. This is why one of the downfalls of the society and Muslim ummah today is the infighting. Wherever we see, there is infighting among Muslims. He warned in the Hajjatul Wada, don't fight among yourselves. Don't kill one another. Just on flimsy reasons, gala kaatna, qatal karna, this is no good, wrong, wrong is wrong. And saying that, oh, we are establishing khilafat, we are waiting for Imam Mahdi, bewaqufi, astaghfirullah, tawbah, tawbah. Don't fall for such people, don't go to those places, they are not good people. There are some gundas who got together and they are trying to establish whatever they claim as khilafat Imam Mahdi, bakwas bekar baate hain. So, no, don't kill among yourselves. Don't fight among yourselves. Be humble, nice people. In that khutbah, he also mentions the rights of ladies. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah with regards to your ladies. Don't abuse your ladies. Don't hit them. Don't beat them up. And don't violate their rights. They came to your house because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system of life in this manner that they come to your house. Allah didn't say you go to their house. So they have come to your home in a foreign alien environment. They deserve your respect. They deserve your love. They deserve your muhabbat. So treat them nicely, kindly. Be nice to them. Fear Allah with regards to your religion. Always have taqwa in your heart. Don't do zulm upon them. Don't oppress them. Don't do injustice to them. Beautiful words he used over there. He also talked about sallu khamsakum, sumu shahrakum, addu zakata amwalikum, tayyibatan biha nufusukum, tadkhulu jannata rabbikum. He stressed on the a'mal as well. So you read that khutbah, you will see how great preacher Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. I will conclude with a beautiful advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Irbad ibn Sariyah radiyallahu anhu says, وَعَظَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَوْعِظَةً وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a beautiful bayan. Beautiful bayan. And that bayan was so beautiful that our hearts began to tremble and our eyes were flowing with tears. And we said, Ya Rasulullah, it seems like this is your farewell bayan. It seems that you are going to leave us. That's why you are giving us such advices. You know, when a person is going on a journey for a long time, he gives some advice to the family. So it looks like you're going to leave us in this dunya and go to the hereafter. So that's why you are giving us these advices. فَأَوْصِنَا. So, you know, make your will as well. Give us some final instructions as well. Wasiyat. Give us some wasiyat. Some taqidi hukam, strong hukams. And he said, okay, he talked. He said, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I give you wasiyat first of all of taqwa. Fear Allah. Always hold Allah at the back of your minds. Remember Him. Don't neglect Him. Don't forget Him. Be constantly aware of Allah. This constant awareness of Allah is taqwa. الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والقناعة بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل is taqwa. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, أن يذكر فلا ينسى وأن يشكر فلا يكفر وأن يطاع فلا يعصى. Taqwa is you obey Allah, never disobey Him. You remember Allah, you don't forget Him. You are grateful to Allah, you are never ungrateful to Him. This is taqwa. So have taqwa in you. This is my wasiyah to you as well. I'm giving you this final instruction, one of the final instruction, that lead a life of taqwa. This is why Allah talks so much about taqwa. Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqoo rabbakum. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ittaqoo Allah. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighat. In the khutbah of nikah, you will hear three ayats, all three ayats of taqwa. Ittaqoo Allah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimoon. اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولدي يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So why does Allah talk so much about taqwa? Because He wants us to lead a life of taqwa. And you all know what taqwa means. So lead a life of taqwa. You don't know when death is going to come. We have to live a life of taqwa. He said, وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَ. I give you an instruction to listen and obey. Listen to whom? Your elders. Your leaders, leaders of the community. On the top is the Khalifa. Beneath him are the rulers, the governors of cities, and beneath them are the leaders of the tribes, and also the ulama, the aimma, the mujtahideen. They all come under the leadership banner. When you go to a company, you will have the president beneath him, vice president beneath him, the CEO, secretary, this. You will see in schools, you will have the head teacher and all the shajara and the tree. So similar is the case. All those who are leaders among the community, listen to them and obey them. My dear brothers, today we get group of people who disrespect the ulama. Who say, oh, who is mufti, who is ulama, who is alim, who is maulana, who is imam? I follow hadith, that's all. I don't listen to anyone. And then when you need masala, mufti Google? Who needs muftis these days? We are mufti Google, sir. And you don't know which mufti is sitting at the end of the Google website. You don't know whether he is a Muslim or he is a kafir. There are many kafir websites who are portraying themselves as Muslims and who are giving out fatwas. And you are falling for them. And you have your ulama over here, your muftiyan kiram, your imams, your mashayikh, your teachers who work so hard on you throughout your life, who taught you in maktab, who lead you in salah, who lead you in jumu'ah, who deserve your respect. And you don't want to listen to them and you want to go to that Tom, Dick and Harry sitting at the back of the website on Mufti Google. Tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. Behave yourself. Think. Have some buddhi and akkal. What are you doing? Where are you heading? Don't go to search for masail on such bogus websites. Rasulullah said, وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَ. Listen to your elders. They are your elders of the community, the society. You have to listen to them. وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَ. And then he said, وَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives after me will see lots of disputes. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. Hold firmly to my sunnat and the sunnat of my Khulafa'i Rashideen Mahdiyeen. Addu alayha bin nawajiz. Hold on to them with your molar teeth. Ponder over the words, my dear brothers. What did he say? Fa'alaykum bi hadithi. Hold on to my hadith. No, no, no. He didn't say fa'alaykum bi hadithi. He said fa'alaykum bi sunnati. Remember, there is a difference between a hadith and a sunnah. Sometimes a hadith is a hadith, but it's not the sunnah. Sunnah is something else. Sunnah is the regular practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hadith is a single hadith. You can't take a single hadith and neglect the sunnah. We get people these days who pick and choose hadith and they say this is in hadith, so do this. Someone sent out a video on WhatsApp the other day about moving the finger. And there are 3-4 speakers here saying, oh, there is a hadith of Wail ibn Hujr radiallahu anhu say that you have to raise your finger like that and keep moving around. Okay, there is the hadith of Wail ibn Hujr radiallahu anhu. But you don't know what else is behind it. How long Wail ibn Hujr radiallahu anhu stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He only came to Medina and stayed for a few days and went back home. And you are taking his hadith? And you are leaving the hadith of other Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 23 years like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And their practice was not to keep moving the hadith. Now you won't be able to gather all the hadith and check them out because you don't have time. You have to work 9 till 5. So what will you do? Who will you trust? The ulama, the a'imma, the mujtahideen, those who did the research. They looked at the whole framework of ahadith, whole collection, and then they deduce the masla from there. You have to trust your a'imma mujtahideen and you have to listen to your ulama. This is the sunnah. And you go on to other matters. Yesterday I talked about wearing topi and I gave you many ahadith about the sunnah of topi. These days, if you don't wear topi because you haven't got it, it's something else. But to think that topi is not sunnah, topi is wrong. To belittle wearing a topi, that's what is wrong. You don't wear topi, okay, no problem. But you should know that wearing topi in itself is a sunnah. And I gave you the hadith yesterday that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cover his head in 3 ways. With the topi, and he used to wear the scarf, and he used to wear imamah as well. And I gave you the hadith, listen to yesterday's lecture, you will know the hadith. So this is the sunnah. Occasionally you will find the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes prayed while his head was uncovered. But that's a hadith. That's not the sunnah. The sunnah is covering the head. Similarly, some people say there is a hadith in Bukhari in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is said to have urinated while standing. So they never sit down to urinate, they always stand up. Well, this is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, but it's not the sunnah. The sunnah is sitting down. And that hadith is in other books of Sunan al-Arba'a, in which Aisha radiallahu anha says, "Man haddathaka anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yabulu qa'iman, fala tusaddiqhu, ma kana yabulu illa qa'idan." If someone tells you that it was his regular habit to urinate while standing, don't listen to him. His regular habit was to sit down when urinating. And there are many hadith. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went out for istinja and he sat at a distance. And he spread out his legs in order to avoid the splashes and the drops of urine. He stretched his legs so much that we were feeling pity on him. That he is in so much distress and difficulty in trying to avoid the urine splashes. So he sat down. Abdul Rahman ibn Hasanah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out with a shield in his hand. And he went forward and he put the shield ahead of him, sat behind the shield and he relieved himself. So he sat down. Many ahadith of this type. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was urinating standing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him and he said, Ya Umar, la tabul qa'iman. Umar, don't urinate while standing, sit down. So Umar says, Fama bultu qa'iman ba'du. After that, I never urinated standing. I always would sit down. So there is a hadith, but that's not the sunnah of standing. The sunnah is sitting down. And over here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِ. Hold on to my sunnah. And not only his sunnah, he went on to say, وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. The sunnah of Khulafai Rashideen. Who are the Khulafai Rashideen? Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. He was indicating towards them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sunnah, 20 rakats tarawih. Hold on to 20 rakats tarawih, the sunnah of Umar radiallahu anhu. He initiated because of indication from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't pray just 8 rakats and run off. Pray 20 full rakats. It's the sunnah of Khulafa'i Rashideen from day 1. From Ramadan 14 after Hijrah. In on the day of Jumu'ah, the second Azan. Sunnat of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, there was only one Azan. When the Imam would sit on the minbar, the Azan would be called out and then the khutbah would take place. But Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu saw that people are delaying their coming and they are missing out on the khutbah and on the sunnat and on many ibadats. So he said, give one Azan at the beginning of Zawal and keep some time in between, and then we will give another Azan when the khutbah starts. So from the time of Uthman, the second Azan started. Today we get people who say, who is Uthman? We don't want him. He was not in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's era, so we will only give one Azan, and in some masajid you only get one Azan. So this type of behavior is wrong. Rasulullah in this hadith, in this instruction said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. Hold on to my sunnat and the sunnat of Khulafa'i Rashidin Mahdiyin. And then he said, عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ. Hold on to them with your molar teeth. There are many masail which we can go, which Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu established, because Hazrat Umar was a very intelligent person. In his 10 years reign, he calmed many things down. He is the one who established the ruling with regards to, drinking alcohol, intoxicants, and also many other masail. He established, started the tarikh and recording of the database of Islam, Islamic history. He is the one who established the masla of 3 talaqs. Being 3, it was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there was some leeway, but people started misusing that. So Umar said, from now on I'm going to say, if someone says talaq, talaq, talaq 3 times, it will be taken as 3. He cannot say, my intention was to give one, and I was only trying to emphasize on that one by the 2 sentences. If you say the sentence 3 times, it will be counted as 3, not 1. So don't come to me and say that I meant emphasis. No, you say the word 3 times, it will be counted as 3, and 3 divorces will take place. So this is established fact. These many masail from the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and later on through the mujtahideen. So, my dear brothers, he said over here, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Stay well away from bid'ats and inventions. Alhamdulillah, the ummah was running smoothly. 4 fiqhs, Hanafi, Shafi'i, Hanbali, and Maliki. Alhamdulillah, people practicing on their fiqh, imam, mujtahideen. But now, some people come and they say, who needs this fiqh, who needs Hanafi, who needs this? I don't know, I follow hadith. This is muhdas. Something that goes against the norm, against the routine, against the set established, and what has been established and connection. The consensus of the ummah is upon something, and you break that consensus, you are causing a muhdasa and a bid'ah. So he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Whenever you see something new, then, be careful. Stay away from it. Don't fall for new things. People are crazed about new things. This is new. I like this. This is new ideology. He said, don't fall for new ideologies. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Such inventions are bid'at, وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And these bid'at will take you, mislead you, and take you away from the correct path. Beautiful advice. My dear brothers, many other good advices. Just finishing off, 2-3 words. One sahabi came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice and keep it short. You know what he said? He said, Salli salata muwaddi'in. When you stand up to pray salah, pray that salah as though you are bidding farewell to this dunya. This is your last namaz. As soon as you say salam alaikum, salam alaikum, the malakul maut is going to extract your soul and you are going to go to Allah and you are going to fall in sajda in front of his arsh. Every time you start salah, then pause for a few seconds and think that this is my last namaz and I'm not going to be getting an opportunity to pray any more namaz after this. Think how much concentration you will have in that salah. You will totally focus. You will try to be focused because you know you want your salah to be best. Because after salam, you're going to go to Allah. So Rasulullah said, whenever you stand to pray salah, think that this is your last namaz. And you will get concentration in your salah. Another sahabi came. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some nasiha. Please advise me. Nasiha. And Rasulullah said, La taghdab. Don't get angry. He said, give me some more advice. Again he said, la taghdab. And for a third time he said, la taghdab. Don't get angry. Because that person was a very husyara person. People would make him angry on flimsiest thing and he would start beating people up and arguing and fighting. So Rasulullah, the good advice for him was, la taghdab. One sahabi came, ya Rasulullah, man najat. Tell me, how can I attain salvation? I want to save myself from the fitnas of the dunya and I want to go from this dunya with peace and salamity. Give me some advice. And Rasulullah mentioned three things. أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكْ وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِ. Control your tongue. Blah, 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 peh, 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 peh. Teri, meri, ladai, jagada, gali, galam, galoji, swearing, abusing, insulting, backbiting, slandering. All these tohmatein, ilzam, ghalat salat baatein, galam, galoji. This is wrong. This is not why Allah gave us this tongue. The tongue is for zikrullah. The tongue is for tilawat of Quran. The tongue is for amr bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar. Rasulullah said, use it wisely. Use your tongue wisely. Amlik alayka lisanak. Think before you speak. Akalmand, soch kar bolta hai. Aur bewaku bol kar sochta hai. Ke maine kya bol diya? So, think before you speak. Amlik alayka lisanak. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. And let your house have enough space for you. Don't keep roaming around. Unnecessary. Ladies go for window shopping. You don't buy anything. Just go around for window shopping. Look at everything and come back. So don't go window shopping. Stay in your home. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. And وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. Cry over your sins. Cry over your past. Think of yourself as a very sinful person. Oh Allah, I am a sinful person. Please forgive me. Please have mercy on me. From time to time, remember your past and cry over your sins. So, beautiful advices. You can go on in this manner with regards to the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sufyan ibn Abdullah Saqafi radiallahu anhu came and he said, ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ شَرَائِعَ الْإِسْلَامِ قَدْ كَسُرَتْ عَلَيَّ فَأَخْبِرْنِي بِشَيْءٍ أَتَشَبَّثُ بِهِ. The ahkam of Islam are plenty. I don't know which one to do, which one to not do. Give me something which I can hold on to. But I can stick to it. And he gave him very beautiful advice. He said, لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Let your tongue be moist in the remembrance of Allah. He also said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ and remain steadfast. So, Alhamdulillah, say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. یہ آپ کا ایمان ہم نے تجدید کر دیا. دوبارہ کلمہ پڑھ لیا آپ نے. حضور نے فرمایا بولو آمنت باللہ. آمنت باللہ بولتے رہو. لا الہ الا اللہ بولتے رہو. ذکر کرتے رہو اللہ کا. اور اس کے بعد استقامت اختیار کرو. Remain steadfast on the deen. So, busy yourself in zikrullah as well. Remain steadfast. Gain istiqamat. This was the advice given to Sufyan ibn Abdullah. This is Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a preacher, as a khatib, as a wa'iz. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana. Invite people with wisdom and with beautiful words, beautiful preaching. Preaching in which there is concern, in which there is wishing well for the other person. This is al maw'izatu al hasana. Waaz means nasihat, khair khahi, bhalai, pyar, muhabbat ke saath kisi ko baat kehna, ye waaz kehlata hai. So wal maw'izatil hasana, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the preacher, as the giver of advice, as a counselor, as a speaker, as an orator, as a beautiful waiz and khatib. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is at the top among all the khatibs and preachers and advice givers and counselors. May Allah give us the true love of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah accept our sitting over here. Mufti Ismail is getting agitated, going up and down. We have to finish now. So, we will make dua. Zarur Sharif pad lo, dua kar lete hain. Acha ji, bismillah. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. Allahumma la nuhsi sanana alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik. An-nabiyyul ummi nabiyyir rahmah, kama tuhibbu wa tarda, adada ma tuhibbu wa tarda, kullama dhakarahu dhakirun, wa kullama ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban النار رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا وارزقنا واسترنا واجبرنا واهدنا وارفعنا انا لما انزلت الينا من خير فقراء اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع المتقين مع الايمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الفائزين المهديين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك يا أرحم الراحمين هو الله You are the most merciful among the merciful You are the most kind, you are the most gracious, you are the most forgiving, you are Ghafurur Rahim, you are worthy of all praise, you have the most beautiful of names, you are Hannan, you are Mannan, you are Badi'u Samawati wal Ard, you are Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, you are Hayyu Qayyum. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in your Rahmah and we beseech you, we beg you for your Rahmah, we beg you for your forgiveness. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, please forgive all our sins of the past. Oh Allah, forgive the sins which we committed in broad daylight. Forgive the sins which we committed in the darkness of the night. Oh Allah, forgive the sins which we committed deliberately, intentionally. Forgive the sins which we committed by mistake. Oh Allah, forgive the sins which we committed on the television, on the internet, on the computer, on the mobile. Oh Allah, on the social websites. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins. Oh Allah, we are sinful. We are guilty. Oh Allah, we have disobeyed you. Oh Allah, we have angered you. We have invited your wrath and anger. We have misbehaved. Oh Allah, we are guilty slaves. Oh Allah, you can punish us if you want to. Oh Allah, but we beg you for your rahmah. Oh Allah, please don't punish us for our sins. Oh Allah, please don't hold us to account for our mistakes. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Please have mercy upon us. You are Ghafurur Rahim. Oh Allah, we are the ummah of your beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, due to the barakat of Hazrat Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us. Oh Allah, we give you the wasta of Hazrat Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the wasta of your Quran and the wasta of your Asma'i Husna. Oh Allah, to have mercy upon us and forgive us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Forgive us, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, forgive the Muslims of this locality. Forgive the Muslims of this gathering. Oh Allah, forgive our young and our old, our men and our women. Oh Allah, forgive all our marhumin who have gone to your rahmah, to their graves. Oh Allah, forgive the Muslims of the whole ummah. Have mercy upon the whole ummah. Elevate the kalima la ilaha illallah among the whole ummah. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast on sirat mustaqim. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast on sirat mustaqim. Oh Allah, protect us from the fitnas which are surrounding us. Oh Allah, the fitnas which we can see, which are apparent. The fitnas which we can't see, we can't understand and perceive. We are being daily attacked by so many fitnas of kufr and shirk and irtidad and zina and fisq and fujur and sharab and drugs and sood and interest and haram. All these fitnas, fitna of mal, fitna of women, everything surrounding us. Oh Allah, please protect us from fitnas. Oh Allah, protect our deen, protect our iman. Take care of our young generation. Oh Allah, these young generations are the ones whom we look up to. Oh Allah, they are our future. Oh Allah, we beg you to protect their deen, to protect their iman, to keep them steadfast on Sirat-i Mustaqim. Have mercy upon them. They are young. They fall for, they succumb to the pressures of shaitan and the nafs. Oh Allah, give them the good understanding of their deen. Oh Allah, keep them steadfast. Forgive their mistakes. Have mercy upon them. Oh Allah, and fulfill their needs. Oh Allah, those youngsters who are studying, Oh Allah, give them barakat in their time. Help them in their studies. Give them good grades. Oh Allah, and help them to pray 5 times a day. Oh Allah, help them to bow down before you, to prostrate before you, to realize your haq and your right upon us, and to fulfill that haq which is due for you. Give us tawfiq to pray 5 times a day. Give tawfiq to the young and the old, the men and the women. O Allah, create an environment of dindari and namaz. O Allah, let our ladies pray their namaz properly in their homes. O Allah, keep them steadfast as well on Sirat-e Mustaqeem. Give us tawfiq to recite the Quran every day. Give us tawfiq to do your zikr and remember you every day. Give us tawfiq to do istighfar and give us tawfiq to send durood and salutations upon your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us tawfiq to read the tafsir of Quran. Give us tawfiq to read the seerah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and give us tawfiq to follow in his footsteps, to adapt his lifestyle, to become his carbon copy. Make each and every single Muslim a carbon copy of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, have mercy upon us. O Allah, give us your ma'rifat and your nosis. O Allah, give us your true love and your muhabbat. O Allah, give us your realization. Give us your taqwa. Let us lead a life of taqwa. O Allah, give us your khawf and your fear. O Allah, give us the fear of standing before you on the day of Qiyamah. O Allah, give us the fear of hisab and kitab and reckoning. O Allah, allow us, help us to cry over our past, to shed a few tears over the sins which we have committed. O Allah, and give us the tawfiq to repent to you, to do sincere tawbah. Give us tawbah nasuha. O Allah, give us a fresh start from tomorrow. Let us pray our namaz properly. Let us behave properly. Let us lead a life of taqwa. O Allah, make this conference a reason for change in our lives. O Allah, and let us take the message of deen from here in a full manner, and allow us to study our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be like him, and understand the value of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the importance of following in the footsteps of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, fulfill all our needs. You know our needs better than us. O Allah, there are many sick elderly people over here in this gathering. O Allah, give them shifa. O Allah, give them shifa. Give them complete shifa and cure from all sicknesses and all ailments. Those who have someone elderly or sick at home or in hospital, O Allah, give them shifa and cure from the ailments that they are suffering. O Allah, give them sabr and sukoon and patience upon whatever they are going through, to endure the illness with patience, and give them the good reward which you have fixed for being patient upon hardships. O Allah, those who have some other problems over here of money, O Allah, of being in debt and loan, O Allah, help them repay their debts. And O Allah, give the Muslim Ummah the tawfiq to realize that interest is wrong and we have to avoid the interest. And those who are in this system of interest, help them to get out of it and pay their mortgage quickly, and stop wasting haq halal money in haram paying of interest. O Allah, give us the understanding of your deen and the wisdom behind your commands. O Allah, remove the environment of zina, fornication, adultery. O Allah, get rid of all these fisq and fujur from the society, of drugs and sharab noshi, and of zina and fornication and adultery, and of gambling and wasting money on the gambling and haram money, and all the ills of the society. You know, O Allah, better than us. O Allah, there are people who are wealthy but don't pay zakat properly. Give them the tawfiq to calculate their zakat and give it properly. O Allah, and help us to stay steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Fulfill all our needs. O Allah, there are many young boys, girls who have reached the age of marry and still not finding suitable partners. O Allah, help them to fulfill this sunnah with sadgi, simplicity and ease. O Allah, get rid of all the khurafat and all the copying of the other cultures from our shadis and weddings. O Allah, give the O Allah Ummah the tawfiq to do this simple nikah in a simple manner, and get rid of all the khurafat that have been mixed into the weddings and the gatherings. O Allah, the free mixing and whatever khurafat and bid'at and whatever takes place, give the Ummah the understanding of wrong as wrong and to stay away from it. And O Allah, there are many over here who are married, but there are arguments, quarrelings in their homes. O Allah, get rid of all those arguments, and O Allah, create love and peace and harmony and unity among families. O Allah, the fatherly love, the motherly love, the love between husband and wife. O Allah, create an environment of peace and love and muhabbat, and let us live this life with love and with muhabbat and with peace and being at ease with everyone. Oh Allah, those who don't have children and trying for children, give them pious offsprings. Those who don't have job, oh Allah, give them a good source of rizq and give them rizqi halal with lots of barakat. Those who have businesses, protect their businesses, give them barakat in their businesses, give them halal rizq and halal earnings. Oh Allah, and oh Allah, we ask you to have rahmah and mercy upon the whole ummah. Among the ummah, we see that there are many mazlooms, oppressed, who are going and suffering lots of injustice. Oh Allah, we beg you to have mercy upon them, help them, protect them, take care of them, take care of our Muslim brothers and sisters in the oppressed lands of Palestine, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Sham and Misr and other places. Have mercy upon the Muslims of Arab and non-Arabs in our homelands and in other places in this country as well. Oh Allah, give hidayat to the Muslims and the non-Muslims alike. Oh Allah, protect the Muslims throughout the world, take care of them, have mercy upon them, and oh Allah, help them. Those who are hungry and thirsty, provide food and water for them. Those who have no shelter, provide shelter for them. Those who are homeless, refugees, have mercy upon them, help them. Oh Allah, assist them, support them, the elderly, the needy, the ladies, the children who are going through hardships. Oh Allah, we are remembering them at this moment of time in our du'as. That's the best we can do. Oh Allah, help them, assist them, support them. Shower your rahmah and mercy upon them. Protect their iman. Oh Allah, protect their iman, protect their deen. Oh Allah, give them some livelihood, something to hold on to, and take care of their iman as well, and take care of their livelihood as well, and protect them. Protect the whole Muslim ummah. There is so much zulm and tyranny and oppression around the world. Get rid of the oppression and create some environment of peace and harmony and security throughout the whole world. Have mercy upon the Muslim ummah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon the Muslims and non-Muslims in this country as well. Oh Allah, you have brought Islam and Iman to the doorstep of these people. Now let Islam and Iman enter their homes as well. Oh Allah, the people of this country are nice people. They have good manners, well behaved. Oh Allah, give them Iman and Tawfiq as well. Oh Allah, you have blessed them through us so much. Give them this Iman as well. Let us deliver this Iman to them. Oh Allah, let us teach them who Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And what his teaching, what a nice person he was. Oh Allah, he wasn't the person they think he is. He is being demonized, he is being put down. Oh Allah, this is also, ya Allah, our shortcomings. We have not put before them the correct picture of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, help us to teach them who Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. How he cried for the whole humanity. How he was the savior of the human beings. He was the savior of the world. Oh Allah, they call him Antichrist, na'udhu billah. They give him bad names. Oh Allah, such a nice person. Oh Allah, let us deliver this message of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the community around us. Oh Allah, and give them the ability to understand Deen al-Islam, to learn and study the Deen al-Islam, and to accept the Deen al-Islam as a good religion, and the ability to practice upon Deen al-Islam. Oh Allah, and elevate the kalima throughout this country and everywhere else as well. Oh Allah, make us good citizens of this country, good citizens of the society. Allow us to help the community and do some good work for the community. Oh Allah, accept this constant conference which has taken place. Oh Allah, give good reward to the organizers, to give good reward to the speakers, give good reward to the crowd and the public who attended and made this conference a success. Oh Allah, reward each and every single person, the volunteers and everyone for their efforts, the boys and the girls and who work so hard to make this conference a success. Oh Allah, we can see the success before us, but the real success will be when you change our lives for us, and when you help us to become good persons and good leaders of the community and society, and who spread peace and harmony among the society. Accept the khidmah of this Masjid Darus Salaam, and accept the khidmah of the community and the committee over here. Reward the committee and the community. Reward the Aimmah Hazrat, Hazrat Mufti Ismail Sahab, and Qari Umar Farooq Sahab, and Maulana Muhammad Sahab, and everyone who are working hard to take this community forward. Accept their good efforts. Oh Allah, accept the good efforts of the speakers, Mawlana Ruqab Sahib, Shaykh Ahmad Ali Sahib, and Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib, and all the others as well. Oh Allah, reward them for their efforts, protect them, take care of them, and accept the good work which they are doing. And oh Allah, help us to do khidmat of your deen, and to serve your deen in the most fitting manner. Forgive our shortcomings, forgive our mistakes. Oh Allah, whatever good has come about was because of your rahmah, because of your help, and because of your assistance and support. We thank you for allowing us, for permitting us, for helping us. Oh Allah, we beg you to forgive our mistakes, forgive our shortcomings. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us, accept our humble du'as, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, many brothers and sisters are over here for the sake of du'a. Oh Allah, they have many tamannas and wishes in their hearts. Oh Allah, we beg you to fulfill their needs, fulfill their arzus and tamannas and wishes. Oh Allah, many small children are over here. Shower your rahmah and mercy upon the children. Many are becoming hafiz. Make their hifaz easy for them. Many are enrolled in alima class. Make their ilm and education easy for them. Oh Allah, those students who are studying in school, college, university, make their studies easy for them as well. Give them good grades. Oh Allah, give us all the correct understanding of our deen and to practice upon our deen. Oh Allah, fulfill all our needs. Oh Allah, give us the good of dunya and akhirat, and protect us from the evil of dunya and akhirat, protect us from the azab of akhirat. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast on sirat mustaqim till the day we die. Oh Allah, when our final moment comes, let us die with the kalima la ilaha illallah on our lips. Oh Allah, let us die while we are doing your zikr, we are busy in your remembrance. Oh Allah, let us come to you in such a state that you are pleased with us, we are pleased with you. You like meeting us, we like meeting you. Our soul comes to you and falls in sajda in front of your arsh, you are pleased with us. Give us death in such a state. Please allow us to remember our death and make that day the best day of our life when we meet you, when we are presented to you, and when we stand before you. Make that day and that moment the best moment of our life. Oh Allah, give us death with kalma, with iman. Make our death easy for us. Give us barakat in our death, and give us barakat in our life after death. Make the life of grave easy for us. Make the questioning in the grave easy for us, and help us in the darkness of the grave. Give us noor and light in our graves. Oh Allah, make our graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Those marhumeen who have gone, our relatives, our friends, oh Allah, Ibrahim bhai Makrood and others over here, other friends whom we know, whom we remember, whom we don't remember, shower your rahmah upon their graves, but enlighten their graves, give them sukoon in their graves. And oh Allah, make the long life of qabr easy for all of us. And oh Allah, when the trumpet is blown, when we come out of our graves and we are presented to you, make that day of reckoning easy for us. Make it short for us, don't prolong it for us. Oh Allah, when the sun is above our heads and everybody is sweating and oh Allah, drowning in their perspiration, oh Allah, at that critical moment, give us the shade of your arsh, give us that beautiful cool air conditioned shade in the throne or in your arsh, when there will be no shade besides the shade of your throne. Oh Allah, when Hawza Kawthar's water is being distributed, oh Allah, give us the sweet water at the blessed hands of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us such nice ummatis that when we come before our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's happy with us. He's happy with us. He embraces us. He embraces us and gives us water with his blessed hands, and he's pleased with us. Make us such nice ummatis. When hisab kitab starts, make our hisab kitab reckoning easy for us. Oh Allah, help us at mizani amal, when the a'mal are weighed in the scales. Oh Allah, when the a'mal nama is being distributed, the certificates are being given out, give us our certificate of Jannat in our right hands on that day. Oh Allah, when we have to cross the bridge, the pul sirat over Jahannam, oh Allah, there will be darkness over there. We will be in need of light to cross the bridge. Oh Allah, give us noor at that time and help us to cross the pul sirat over Jahannam. Oh Allah, protect us from slipping and falling into Jahannam, in the azab of Jahannam. Oh Allah, give us your refuge and protection from the fire of Jahannam, from the snakes and scorpions of Jahannam, and from the azab of Jahannam. Oh Allah, help us to cross the pul sirat, go on the other side, wait for our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and admit us into Jannatul Firdaus along with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us the vast Jannat which you have prepared for us. Give us all Jannatul Firdaus. Give us all the beautiful mansions and palaces of Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, give us all the beautiful sweet waters of the rivers of Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, and give us all the beautiful fruits and drinks which you have prepared for us in Jannah. Give us all the luxuries of Jannah. Whatever we have heard of, whatever we have not heard of. Oh Allah, Jannah is the most beautiful place a person can ever think of. Oh Allah, we beg you for Jannatul Firdaus. We beg you for the paradise. And we beg you to have mercy upon us and admit us into Jannatul Firdaus along with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the Sahaba-i Kiram, along with the Tabi'een, Tabi'i Tabi'een, along with the Aimma, Fuqaha, Mujtahideen, Muhaddithin, Mufassireen, and all Aslaf and Salafi Salihin. Oh Allah, join us with them, keep us with them, and join us with them on the day of Qiyamah, and admit us into Jannah with them. Have mercy upon all the Salafi Salihin, and oh Allah, have mercy upon our Asatiza Mashaykh who have gone from this dunya, and oh Allah, those our Asatiza Mashaykh who are still alive, oh Allah, protect them, give them long life with good health, and take care of them, and give us the ability to revere and respect our elders, our mashayikh, our ulama, our sulaha, and to learn from them, to benefit from them, and keep us steadfast on their tariq and on their sirat till our last moments, and join us with them on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, accept our humble du'as, be pleased with us, have mercy upon us, give us all those good things which your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for you. He is the best person who made the best du'as. He made the most beautiful du'as. Allah, we can't even remember all those du'as. Allah, you know his du'as better than us. You know his du'as better than us. We ask you to give us all those good things which he asked from you. And we beg you to protect us from all those evils, trials, tribulations, problems, fitnas, sicknesses, bimaris, ailments, from which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought your protection. Allah, accept our du'as. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala sayyidina muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.